welcome in to another great edition of Board Check. Of course, that makes me your amazing host, Jeremy the Impact York. Welcome in. Lots and lots of stuff to talk about. We'll come up with a title by the end of this for the show. Obviously, lots to get into with the Preds and the Canes and some NHL stuff as well. But let's start right there with the Gladiators and the Swamp Rabbits. Now, as we said last week, myself and Jake and John from right here at Impact Media all went to Sunday's game between the Swamp Rabbits and Gladiators. Of course, that was in the Infinite Energy Center right down the road from us here in Atlanta. Gwinnett, really. First of all, thank you to everybody that came out and wore their purple and everybody that asked questions and overall liked what we were doing. And also, it was fun meeting all you guys. Second of all, I had a great time at the game. We had a real good time. I'm sure you guys saw a lot of our Facebook videos. At some point, we'll probably be able to put those up on Instagram. Haven't figured out how to do that yet. But overall, it was a good game. I kept predicting a Swamp Rabbits victory. That didn't happen. Obviously, the Gladiators were able to hang on to a 7-6 victory. On the Gladiator side, you had Nesbitt with a goal, Nogard, Neely, Stander, and Aslan with his hat trick. Ouellette had 23 saves. It was weird because both these goalies are a lot better than this. And yet, they gave up a combined 13 goals. For the Swamp Rabbits, Pritchard, May, Perkovic, LaCroix, who actually just recently got called up, Bakov, and Marcinou, and Nell had 29 saves. He actually made more saves than Ouellette, but still lost. Overall, though, good game. It was a really good game. It seemed like for the first two periods, all the goals happened on the to the right of the Swamp Rabbits bench, which happened to be where we were sitting. We were right next to the tunnel. We were able to see some fellow Gladiator fans as well, the Johnsons. We were able to meet up with them. Always fun talking hockey with them. Both of them super knowledgeable, super fan. They did bring up something that is interesting. They're kind of in the same boat as we are. We're okay with the Gladiators' new color scheme. We're just not okay that we already have a closet full of gear. We don't want to have to buy more gear. That's a lot of times teams either don't take that into account, or the ones that do realize they're just going to make that much more money because you're going to buy the new jerseys and such. But seemed to be about a 30% response from the crowd there that no, they're actually not. They're just going to keep wearing the old colors. So. But they brought that to my attention. I totally agree. We'll continue to wear the colors we do. And they'll either like it or not. But as far as on the Gladiator side, that was the only game they played over the weekend. Their upcoming schedule this Friday, they will be in Newfoundland to take on the Growlers. Yes, the people who ran over everybody last year all the way to a championship. Just Google Newfoundland Growler championship ring. That thing is pretty nice. And then the 5:30 puck drop on that one. Saturday they play them again, 5:30 puck drop there. As far as the Swamp Rabbits, they did play another game. They actually played Saturday before the Sunday game, as they welcomed in the Jacksonville Icemen. They got the 5-3 victory in that one, where Pritchard, Picaro, Nault, and Marcinou, who actually added a second one as well, and Bednarik with 25 saves. Another personal to Nell, but I'm pretty sure Bednarik is the better of the two goalies. And their upcoming schedule, they play against the South Carolina Stingrays on Friday. It's a 7:05 puck drop. Getting ahead of myself. Let's see. They also welcome in the Stingrays on Saturday for a 7:05 puck drop as well. They actually played a couple other games throughout the week where they went up to Tulsa on a Wednesday and Thursday. They lost both of those 8-2 and 3-2 with Bouvet and LaCroix on the first game and Picaro and LaCroix on the second, with Nell 33 saves on the first, Bednarik 30 on the second. They're both still right around 500. The Glads are a little above that. It's really, really early in the season, so we kind of got to see how things are going to shake out. But the fact that these two teams have played each other 3 or 4 times already, there's, I'm not going to say bad blood, but there are already tension. About a handful of times each period, referees had to get in between certain players. If the score had not been as close as it was, yeah, we would have definitely saw a few fisticuffs there. But that's what happens when you're separated by a handful of miles up and down I-85. It's a battle of 85, as they all like to say. But that's going to be a good series between these two teams. They always are. Let's move on to the NHL, right? Let's start with the Predators. The Predators lost to Calgary 6-5 in overtime, where Bonin, who has just been exceptional so far this year, Yarncrook had 2, and Watson had 2 in the loss there. Pekka with 21 total saves. You can say what you want. You can say that guy's getting old, but he continues to win. He's like a modern-day Dominic Hasek at this point. He's just going to keep winning, especially on a team as loaded as this one. Now, they were unfortunate that they not only lost at home to Calgary, they lost at home to the New York Rangers, who suddenly found a couple goals and were able to pick up the 2-1 victory. Victor Arvidsson was the lone goal scorer, with Saros having 28 saves in the losing effort. On Monday night, they won 6-1, able to turn it around. Turris, Forsberg, Sissons, Bonino, and Duchene, who had 2, Pecorino, 23 saves in the win there. Upcoming schedule, they will play tomorrow night in Colorado, 9 p.m. puck drop there. And on Saturday, they will be in San Jose to take on the Red Hot Sharks. We'll get into one of the Sharks' biggest players here in a minute with a just odd story. But it's 10:30 puck drop on that one. Moving on to the Hurricanes. They had the win versus Detroit 7-3, where Sebastian Aho lit the lamp twice. Niederreiter, McGinn, Svechnikov, who continues to just be wicked sick. Teravainen and Marty Nechas with goals in that one. Peter Mrazek, 29 total saves in the win. They were not able to pick up the victory versus the Devils on the following game. They lost that one 5-3. Warren Fogel, Halla, and Teravainen had goals in that one, with Reimer picking up the loss with 21 saves. They lost in Philadelphia 4-1, where Walmart had the only goal and Mrazek had 24 saves. The upcoming schedule for them this Thursday, yep, tomorrow night, they will be at home versus the Rangers, 7 p.m. puck drop. On Saturday, they will be in Ottawa, 7 p.m. puck drop. And then kind of a weird home and home next Monday, they will host Ottawa at a 7 p.m. puck drop on that one. Now, the odd stories coming out of the NHL at this point, And these are odd stories. I told you San Jose Sharks, one of their biggest players, is involved in kind of a weird story. That would be Evander Kane, formerly of the Winnipeg Jets. Evander Kane is being sued by a Vegas casino for over $500,000 in gambling credits. Now, I know what people say, oh, you should easily pay that. Well, it's not just that. First of all, you got to make sure that it's valid. First of all, I didn't know he was that big of a gambler. But especially when you have a big bankroll, as so a pro athlete may, it's real easy to go to a casino and they say, ah, don't worry about putting any money down. We know you're good for it. Here's $100,000 in chips. Go have fun. And then $100,000 turns into two, turns into four, turns into five, turns into sometimes millions. He could have hit a bad streak. He might have a gambling problem. I honestly don't think he does. At this point, you just got to see if maybe he just didn't pay a tab or what. But all I know is they have filed a case about it. And as we know more, we will definitely get into it. But definitely one of the more odd things. I could have saw if it was a Vegas Golden Knights player because they're in Vegas. But this was San Jose Sharks player Evander Kane, who is not really known to be much of a gambler. But who knows? The Islanders have just continued their ways after just probably being the hottest team in the league last year going into the playoffs. They just turned it around, just got on fire. They have actually won 10 games in a row, which is, I believe, one of the longest streaks they've had in years. And they are just railroading everybody at this point. Sure, it's early, but it's good to build up a lead. They are definitely doing that. I don't understand why all of a sudden there's so much anti-Gritty opposition. Gritty, of course, is the big, fuzzy, goofy-looking mascot for the Flyers. I understand if you don't like the Flyers, you don't like Philly or Philly fans or whatever reason you may have against that general thing, but what do you got against a mascot? All he does is go out there and do goofy things and be a pretty decent mascot, but there's just so much backlash for some reason. It just doesn't make a lot of sense, really. It's like the hot topic on all the shows now. The two stories that I heard just earlier today I wanted to get into a little bit. The New Jersey Devils are speaking to Taylor Hall at the moment. You know, their big star, former Edmonton Oiler, one of my favorite players. They are currently speaking to him about a potential contract extension. He would be a free agent at the end of the year. Be a huge pickup for a lot of different places. It just depends on if they're a contender, because his agent is in, I believe, Calgary, which is where the Devils currently are as they await their game. And supposedly talks are going to start picking up and intensifying a little bit, but you know, you also got to keep in mind, if the Devils are not contenders in February, March-ish, you know, right there around the deadline, they could try to move him if they think they can't retain him. We'll just have to wait and see on that one. And then finally, the Winnipeg Jets have a Dustin Byfuglien problem. He initially asked for some time away, like personal leave, in like September. He had ankle surgery in October, and now here it is November, and he's still not around. At this point, we're not really sure why. He stayed away from the team. We do know that when he does come back and is part of the active roster, he will be suspended as part of a punishment the NHL handed down. But it's just bizarre that for some reason one of the best players they have and one of the faces of the team is nowhere near the team. But that's all I got. Appreciate you guys turning in. We will call this we'll call it Purple Magic. That's a good title for this. Purple Magic. But as always, I am Jeremy the Impact York. Thanks for listening. Go Canes. go watch hockey.
Let's dance!